In the late 90s, Linda Rooks experienced the devastation of a 3-year marital separation. But God. Today, she and her husband lead a marriage reconciliation ministry, and she has written 2 books to provide help and healing for other married couples. Linda is also my good friend, and I am super excited to have her with me in studio for another conversation about marriage.
Hello again, everyone. It's Steve Green, and I want to talk to you one more time about the Christian Community Credit Union's low-rate home loans. It's a little bit different product, and maybe you haven't thought about using a Christian organization to fund a loan for your home or to just make a change by refinancing. It's a great time to do it. Rates continue to drop, and home equity lines of credit are available for you right now. For this limited time, you won't have to pay any closing costs. I want to say that again because that's rare. You will not have to pay any closing costs to refinance your home. And you're going to get a free 8-piece culinary set so you can cook dinner in your new home, your newly financed home. You can just go out there and cook dinner with an 8-piece culinary set. I'm in. Send me my knives. I'm ready to go. When you bank with Christian Community Credit Union, your money helps churches and ministries thrive. You see, that's the importance of this organization. You can get loans anywhere. Lots of banks will refinance. But here, you're contributing to a ministry, to a church organization that's here to help churches and help ministries. So don't miss out on this great rate for a new member welcome certificate. For more details, you can visit mycccu.com/CPN. Here it is again. Don't forget /CPN because that lets them know that we're helping them out. So here's the website, mycccu.com/CPN. And if you want to do it the old-fashioned way and talk to somebody, they're there ready to talk to you, 800-347-CCCU. And ask for extension 4445. I just like saying fours. 4445. You won't forget that now. 1-800-347-CCCU, extension 4445. Each account is insured up to $250,000. By our members' choice, this institution is not federally insured. Christian Community Credit Union is an equal opportunity lender. And they have a free book, Managing God's Money by Randy Alcorn, when you open an account and become a member. Would you call them today or visit their website? This is mycccu.com. Christian Community Credit Union. They have a deal for you and no closing cost. God bless you.
Welcome, Linda.
Well, thank you. It is really great to be here.
It is. It's so much fun, but we have some tough things to talk about. Now, I mentioned your separation. I still remember when I first found out about that, and I just couldn't believe that you had endured something so difficult. But will you tell us a little bit about what your marriage was like before that happened?
Yeah, before that, actually, we started off with a very good marriage. We actually almost had like a fairy tale beginning, you know. And we had like 6 years of where I thought he was just perfect. And, you know, it was wonderful. We went to Europe together for 5 months when we were first married.
Oh, my goodness.
All kinds of fun things. And he went to law school, and I helped put him through law school. And then we had children, and once we had children, you know, I mean, your lives kind of go in different directions sometimes.
Sure.
And I was all involved with the children. He was building his law career. He was a lawyer. And so he was building the law career and focused on that. I was focused on the children. And we really did have a good marriage. He was very good with the children. You know, we had a lot of good family times. The problem that happened with us was that we didn't resolve issues. And so when issues would come up, problems would come up, we would tend to just kind of shove them under the rug, and we didn't resolve them.
And move on.
Yeah, and we would both kind of just sort of, okay, you know, we'll move on. And you can only do that for so long, and after a while it starts to build up. And so that's basically kind of what happened with us.
I feel like that's an easy thing to let happen, especially, as you said, when you're you're busy with kids, he's busy with career, or maybe you're both busy with both things. It can look different, but I feel like a lot of couples go through this same thing. Now, when he actually left, you were, is devastated a good word?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, I thought we were so in love. I mean, we were so in love, you know, mm-hmm. to begin with. And we were starting to have problems together. You know, we're starting to argue a lot more. And sometimes it's just, I didn't even understand what we were arguing about. It just seemed like things were kind of crazy to me. And so I didn't really understand what was going on with him, you know. And so all of a sudden it was on an Easter morning. And what happened, I'll back up a little bit, what would often happen is that we would have an argument.
Okay.
And he would leave the house. And then he'd come back an hour later, and we would both act like nothing had happened. So, you know, that was part of the never-resolving
sure,
issues.
Yeah.
And so this one day, it was Easter afternoon, and we had an argument, and he left, and I had the ham on the table and, you know, the silver and the china and everything was fixed up.
Because he was going to come back?
Yeah, I thought, well, he'll come back and we'll have dinner. But he didn't come back, and he didn't come back that day, the next day, or the next day.
Mm.
And after 3 days, I started thinking, what is going on? At first, I thought, well, he's just trying to make a point, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, and his parents had a condominium nearby, and so I knew that he probably just gone over there, which he did.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wasn't too worried for the first couple of days. But
yeah.
After 3 days, I started getting really worried. And it was devastating. I mean, my whole world started falling apart, basically.
Yeah. I mean, I've read your book, so I can't imagine, but I can't even imagine how difficult that must have been for you. And your kids were, you had the kids to think of, too. So you couldn't, I don't know, how did that work with you? Were you trying to put on a happy face for them, or?
Well, I had two daughters. One was in college, and mm-hmm. one was at home, and I really didn't put on the happy face, I'm afraid. I didn't handle things right with my daughter, which I really regret, and that's one reason why in my new book, Fighting for Your Marriage While Separated, that's why I have one whole chapter on how to deal with the children.
Okay.
Because it was so important to me that other people get it right, because I was so devastated. I was so broken. My heart, I was so shocked. I didn't handle things, you know, emotionally well at that point. And so, and what you really need to do with your children is to find other people you can talk to that you can kind of really say the right, you know, pour out all your problems and your heart, and you know,
I don't want to mislead people that you should be fake in front of your children. That wasn't what I was trying to say put on a happy face. But you're right; they can't, from what I understand, anyway. They, even with what I'm going through in my marriage right now with my husband having dementia, I've learned with my adult kids, they can't be my sounding board for
everything.
It's too much.
Exactly, because they're going through their own emotions.
Exactly.
They're dealing with a lot of emotional turmoil over what's going on with you and your spouse. And so when you start putting that on them with your own emotions too, it's just too much for them, and they don't need that. And so it's very important that you find people that you can talk to, and that they and you help them find people they can talk to, so, and let them feel free to express their own feelings too.
Right. Well, we already know that you didn't have the fairy tale marriage that you thought you did, like we all thought we did that on that beautiful wedding day, but God brought you into a much better season, but I know along the way he gave you some tools. What are some of the tools that he did give you to help you go from this broken woman to coming back together?
Well, one of the things that really helped me were a couple of friends that said the right things to me and helped me. One of them, very early in this whole thing. We were out talking. Of course, I was going on and on about everything that was going on.
Of course.
And she said to me, she said, Linda, he's confused. She said, call him up and tell him to take a year and figure himself out, and then you can go from there. And I said, a year? At this point, it had been like 3 or 4 weeks or something, you know, and I thought, a year?
Are you crazy?
Right. And she said, well, look at it this way, Linda. If you take a year and he figures out what's going on with him and you get back together and you have 20 happy years together after that, wouldn't it be worth it?
That had to be from God.
I know. Wow. And I thought, well, yeah, it would be worth it. So I kind of backed off, you know, and didn't push it. Like, you know, the thing that happens with people so often when they get separated, of course, when people are separated, they think, oh, it's going to turn into a divorce. But that is not true if they handle it right. But most people don't. Most people do all the wrong things. And somehow or another, God gave me, well, through some of the people that came into my life and gave me some good advice.
Yes.
But he also just kind of led me to do some of the right things. And one of them that is really important at the very beginning is to give that person space and to let them just, because if you're running after them with questions like, when are you coming home? Why are you doing this? What did I do wrong? Why don't we go to camp? If you start doing that, you're pushing them farther away because they're running from some kind of conflict. It may be something in the home, or it may just be something in their own head, you know, some emotional thing they're dealing with. But there's conflict going on within them. And so if you start putting more conflict on them, it's going to be more troubling. And so you need to give them space. And so I did do that. And that was very good. I mean, it wasn't by me. It was God just there.
I'm sure it was
giving me
easy.
The wisdom and giving me my friends to say the right thing. So
yeah, that's awesome.
And then there was another friend.
Okay. I love the way God, you know, God uses people. He speaks through people, doesn't he?
He does. I went out with another friend. We're having coffee. And again, I was going on and on, you know, about what was going on. And she said, Linda, put him on the back burner and focus on God and what God wants to show you. And that really hit me. And I did do that, you know.
Yeah.
I really started, okay, you know, I need to focus on God. And that is another really important thing that is to do, you know, that for people to do, is to really put that person and your circumstances and all that's happening on the back burner and focus on God. And, you know, it says in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, you know, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your paths. That scripture is so important because we want to lean on our own understanding. We want to figure it all out for ourselves. And yet that's not the answer. You know, obviously, if our marriage is broken, our own understanding hasn't worked. And so... But God has the answers, and if we can trust in the Lord, if we can really surrender it to him, he can lead us in the right way. And so that was another really, really important part of the whole story that, you know, we had that brought us back together because, you know, we were separated for 3 years, and we did get back together, and now we've been back together for 20 years. We have a marriage ministry. I've written 2 books on separation. And, you know, we've seen so many other marriages come back together. And so, you know, my husband and I both look at it like this is a Romans 8:28. You know, all things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. He works at all these ugly things that happen in our lives we can use for good when we really give it to him.
I love that. And I remember one of the things I loved about Broken Heart on Hold was that you spoke to people in all sorts of circumstances, even though some of them are going to end up getting back together, some of them might not, but the hope that you offered was for anyone in any situation. You didn't assume one way or assume the other. And sometimes I feel like when someone's gone through what you've gone through, it's very easy for them to give you their outcome, but that doesn't always happen. So
exactly.
What do you do today when someone comes up to you, which I'm sure they do, because they, you know, you're in a mega church and they know you have this ministry or your group of friends, whoever, when someone says, my spouse just left, my husband just left, what, how do you handle that?
Well, the first thing I do is give them a big hug because that's kind of my own personality.
Yeah.
And then I listen to them. Mm-hmm. And the most important thing that you can do for somebody like that is listen and make yourself available.
Great.
One of the women, you know, there were three women I actually dedicated that book to when it came out. And one of the women in that book, she just came up to me. We weren't really close friends. We knew each other. Mm-hmm. But she'd heard about what was happening. She came up to me after church, and she said, I heard what was happening, and if you ever want to get together, you know, I'm available. And
that's awesome.
And I knew that she was a really wonderful Christian woman, and I really respected her a lot, and so we did get together frequently. You know, I called her, and we would get together often, and she gave me a lot of good mentoring advice. You know, she really helped me along the way.
Yeah, it seems like friends really play an important role for you, especially in this time when you were, when you had to step back from your marriage. Now, one of the things we like to do is give our listeners takeaways, and you've already given us just some amazing ones. Mm-hmm. I know I don't want to put words in your mouth, but these were your words about giving them space, giving your spouse space during the season, and then super important, focusing on God more than you focus on yourself or on your marriage. Is that how you would say that? I don't want to change it.
Well, in terms of, I think probably the most important things that I would say to a person in uh-huh. these circumstances is, first of all, to give it time.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, so often a person feels so devastated, they don't think there's any hope. And so they rush to different conclusions. So the very first thing I would say is to give it time.
Great.
And the second thing would be to put your spouse on the back burner, as my friend said, and focus on God and let Him show you what He wants to show you.
Amen.
And then really surrender it to God. Just mm-hmm. completely give it into his hands. It's just amazing to me. I have a lot of stories in my new book, Fighting for Your Marriage While Separated.
Yes.
And every single one of those stories, it's like there's a common thread that goes through each one of those stories. And for each one of them, before their marriages got back together, and there's a lot of these stories, most of the stories
yes,
are people who got back
story.
Together. But before they got back together, with almost every case, they really let go and surrendered it to God. They were doing everything they could. They were doing a lot of the right things.
Mm-hmm.
But until they totally surrendered it to God, it didn't turn around. But once they, and that's hard. It is so hard. I mean, in our classes, in the emails I get from readers, you know, I see this all the time. How do I let go? Does that mean I stop or don't pray for them? Do I, you know, how do I have hope with let go? But and that's really hard to understand. But when you can let go and really surrender it to the Lord and still love your spouse, pray for them, but you know you're going to be okay no matter what happens, whether or not you get back together.
Amen.
When you have let go, you'll know you're going to be okay.
I think surrender is a key. I haven't gone through marital separation, but I've certainly gone through marital struggles and changes and seasons, and I feel like surrender is a key to so many things in our life. So
yes,
thank you for that. Linda, I have one more thing. We're going to have to go just because of time, but I have one more thing. I would love it if you would take time to pray for our listeners before we close out today. Thank you.
Dear Lord, I just thank you for this opportunity to speak to people whose hearts I know are breaking. And Lord, you know their hearts and you know their lives and you know what they need. You know their specific situations. And we just pray, Lord, that you will just help them to feel your presence in their lives right now. Help them to know there is hope for their marriage and for themselves, Lord, for their own healing, whether or not their marriage comes back together, but to know that there is hope for their marriage too.
Yes,
and
God,
we just pray, God, that you will just guide them one step at a time, one day at a time, one moment at a time, and lead them to you, Lord. Lead them to the cross where they can surrender everything to you so that you can guide them and heal them. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Linda, again, thank you so much. Thank you for showing us a living example of Romans 8:28 and what God can do in a life and in a marriage that's fully surrendered to Him. Listeners, as always, we want to thank you for staying with us, and we hope that you'll look for more episodes in this encouraging series of Hope for Your Marriage on Charisma News.